Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my superfine wife, Bev.
Mm.
And we spend a special happy birthday.
Yes.
To our treasured friend, Mona.
Yes, amen.
Happy Have birthday, a glorious Mona. Day. May the next year be the best year of your life.
Ever.
Ever.
There you go. Our Do Not Fear scripture for today comes out of 1 Peter. Interestingly enough, I'm reading in 1 Peter. Actually, just finished today. 1 Peter 3:6. Like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him Lord, you are daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear.
Amen.
Definitely, we do not want to give way to fear.
On today's call, we're going to talk about riches, honor, and a long life.
I know where exactly what all the, because I've claimed that for years, that proverb. Anyway.
It's amazing what you can find in the Word of God when you read it with expectation.
Mm.
This morning, I was reading Proverbs 22. It's a part of my Bible reading. In my spirit, I knew God was going to show me something significant, and he did. He allowed me to see what is required for every believer to achieve riches, honor, and a good life. As I read, God ignited Proverbs 22:4 in my spirit. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
Mm.
This is one of those, if you do this, then you'll get that verses in the Bible.
That's it.
We like this kind of verse because it takes all the guessing and wondering out. This verse is so very clear, yet I have literally read it hundreds of times without the result that I experienced this morning. The Amplified Bible translation of the verse says, the reward of humility and the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life. It's clear. There's reward when we adhere to, obey, and expect the things that God tells us to do. The good news.
The good news.
The very good news is that God gives us rewards for obedience.
Isn't that wonderful?
God places a high value on humility.
Yes, he does.
According to Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, the word humility is defined as the state or quality of being humble, freedom from pride and arrogance, lowliness of mind, a modest estimate of one's own worth, a sense of one's own unworthiness through the though imperfection and sinfulness, self-abasement, humbleness, an act of submission or courtesy.
But I actually like the C.S. Lewis one better.
What's that?
Because he says, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less.
That's good.
You know, when we start concentrating on who God is and all that he's doing and what we're doing for him, we just don't even have time to think about ourselves. You know, as we were reading that definition, and especially the C.S. Lewis one, it's clear that God wants us to realize that he alone is really our source of achievement and blessing and success. Everything issues from him, and that's the long and the short of it. Humility is really the realization that everything and anything that we have is really from him. Every opportunity that comes along, it's not our own creation. It's through the greater one who's working in us. How we respond to it should also be with how the greater one is working in us. We need to get the perspective that the God of heaven is the architect, the master planner of who we are, the sum essence. He's the one who put breath in our lungs, and he is the essence of our being. It would be the height of arrogance for us to think that we have some, you know, achievement, lasting wealth and success without his presence or his input. We wouldn't even be here without it. You know, I love that thing that I've read, we read years ago, I think you read it to me, that when the Jesus was on that humble donkey going into Jerusalem, you know, the donkey would be, well,
foolish
to turn around and say, hey, look at all this cheering that's happening because of me. I mean, we were created by God's hands. We were programmed for a relationship with him. But we are creatures of free will. We can choose a different lifestyle. I don't know who in the world would want it, but they can choose a different lifestyle. It's also interesting to note that the same Hebrew word for humility is used in Proverbs 15:33. That says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Message Bible translation of Proverbs 15:33 says it this way, first you learn humility, then you experience glory.
Wow.
The key to success in life is understanding who we are, and more importantly, who we are in Him. For instance, we must recognize that we are His stewards on this earth, that we own nothing because everything belongs to Him. The point is, we get to manage things.
That's right.
For Him. What an honor. We could give you a dozen more scriptures, really, to prove this statement. But in the interest of time, I just want to go over Deuteronomy 10:14. Deuteronomy 10:14, Classic Amplified. Behold, the heavens and the heaven of heavens belong to the Lord your God, the earth also, with all that is in it and on it.
Yay.
That makes it plain.
Yes, it does.
Scripture tells us in Acts 20, verse 19, where humility begins. It says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind. Our humility, interestingly enough, can be stolen from us because it says in Colossians 2, verse 18, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility. It's not by works, it's by grace. Grace is God's favor. We didn't even earn it, but it's available to us to be able to dress our minds with humility. 1 Peter 5, verse 5 says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For this is the key, if you don't listen to anything else. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble.
Humility, well, it'll give you a choice between disgrace and wisdom.
Wow.
You would think that that particular choice would be easy for most people, but sometimes it's not. Proverbs 11:2, New Living Translation. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Thinking that you're it, the ultimate success, win poorly. With humility will bring you honor. Proverbs 29:23, New Living Translation. Pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honor. As we were meditating on this teaching, the Lord brought to our remembrance a song from an old Mac Davis, that he made popular years ago, entitled, Oh Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble When You're Perfect in Near Every Way. Cute song, funny lyrics, but very deceptive and scripturally inaccurate. James 3:13, New Living Translation. If you're wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. The scripture in Philippians 2:2-4, New Living Translations, offers specific ingredients for humility when it says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. Honey, another C.S. Lewis.
Well, that's our C.S. Lewis quote, which I got too excited about and gave early. But that's truly, that man was brilliant, and he was a brilliant theologian.
But, he also said, as long as you're proud, you cannot know God. A proud mind is always looking down on things and people. And, of course, as long as you're looking down, you cannot see something that's above you.
That is such a good quote.
Powerful.
I need to be able to quote that one by memory.
Truthfully, we didn't tend to spend as much time talking about humility. But following his leading through the scripture, Lord obviously had another idea. But let's get back to Proverbs 22:4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. In Strong's Concordance, the word fear, H3374, means reverence, respect.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have like one word really for fear in a lot of ways, but there's, when you get into the, you know, the Greek and the Hebrew, they have several kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Words that can be, because when you go into Strong's Concordance, if you see a word, you can look it up in Strong's Concordance and find out exactly all the different meanings of that word. But anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you, darling.
That's okay, babe. Hallelujah.
Psalm 111:10.
Classic Amplified. You go, baby.
The reverent fear and worship of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and skill, the preceding and the first, watch that, the first essential, the prerequisite, and the alphabet. A good understanding, wisdom, and meaning have all those who do the will of the Lord. Their praise of him endures forever.
Wow.
A good understanding of the Lord. Mm. The first step to the good life filled with success and his messages is the reverent fear of the Lord. The Message Bible translation of Psalm 111, verse 10, puts it in a lot of great perspective the way we would understand it. It says, he's so personal and holy, worthy of our respect. The good life begins in the fear of God. Do that and you'll know the blessing of God. His hallelujah lasts forever. Wow. We want you to know the blessings of God, but more than that, we want to know him, who he is and who we are. That's how we know who we are in him.
Amen.
The contemporary English version of Proverbs 22:4 says, respect and serve the Lord. Your reward will be wealth, a long life, and honor.
You know, the scripture is very clear. We live our lives in humility, fearing the Lord, then he will give us, as the scripture says, wealth, riches, a long life, and honor. If you look up wealth, riches, long life, and honor, Strong's Concordance, you'll find the words mean exactly what you think they mean. Riches, H6239.
Is translated as?
Wealth and riches.
That's it.
Honor, H3519, means glory, honor, glorious, abundance, riches. Long life, H2416 means living, alive, active. God says what he means in his word. There's no equivocation. There are no footnotes in small print. If we want wealth, riches, and a long life and honor in our lives, then he tells us how to ensure, even guarantee that manifestation. Living in humility, fearing him,
reverencing him,
and you'll have
riches, honor, and a life worth living. Think of that, a life worth living.
Now that's something to think
about.
Now
there are people who are living, but are they living a life worth living?
That's the key.
It's
that. Meditate on this today.
Yes.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
And happy birthday, Mama.
Amen.